Sweet smell of privet over everything. The seabirds calling, the buoys ring down at Old Salt.
Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and our discussion with our cultural correspondent, Sean Stone. Sean goes out, sees things, tells us what's happening on area stages and screens. Been doing it for years for us. We're thrilled when he comes here. He comes each and every Thursday. His list is posted at WAMC.org. And as always, it's a pleasure to have you here, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I saw Phantom Thread, and I know you saw it, because when the lights came up at the end of that interesting movie, you were just down the aisle.
I just turned to Sean, and I said, well, I wonder how we're going to talk about that tomorrow. But yeah, there you go. The Phantom Thread, starring Daniel Day-Lewis, and nominated for Best Picture.
Best Director.
Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Supporting Actress.
Leslie Manville. Daniel Day-Lewis is a fashion designer in a very storied fashion house, which is actually also his house. It's both metaphor and literal.
The house of Woodcock, right?
Woodcock, yes. Yeah. And he is a peculiar personality, and he lives with his sister, who sort of keeps things going for him.
She's kind of the showrunner.
Yes, she is.
She's the fixer.
She manages his life. She gets rid of the girlfriends when he's tired of them.
Yeah.
When they've been eating too many pastries.
Yeah, he sends him to the country, and then he gets rid of she visits. And there are these great scenes, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but there are these great scenes where you see an intimate moment between him and the woman, Alma,
yes,
who the story sort of revolves around. And then the camera just comes out, and you realize the sister is also at the dinner.
Yes. It's a complicated emotional relationship. The film, all I'm going to say, because it's a good movie to see without knowing too much about it. So I'm going to say it's Hitchcockian and it's perverse. I mean, and visually, it's gorgeous. It's actually luscious. It looks like one of Hitchcock's Technicolor VistaVision pictures from the 50s, like To Catch a Thief or something. I mean, it's just visually sumptuous. But what's going on is just something else. And I have to say, the first note sort of grated on me, but I really like Johnny Greenwood's score.
Yeah.
I thought it was a period score that wasn't a period score. It was very good.
It also, there'd be moments where the strings will quell and they'll get very high, and then all of a sudden it'll abruptly just stop.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I wonder why that is. And you figure it's because you have to pay attention, but then it doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. And then, oh my God.
Yes, it goes somewhere, and wow.
And it's bizarre.
It's bizarre, but it's very well worth seeing.
The Phantom Thread, it is what we hear to be Daniel Day-Lewis's last role. He has given up acting, and or so he says, and so it's his last role, and it really is something. So nominated and out now, so interesting film.
Yes.
Okay, what else?
Tonight at the Mahawy Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, they're showing a really, really great classic film, The Hustler, starring Paul Newman as an up-and-coming pool hustler. The performance is just fantastic. Piper Laurie, who turned 86 this week,
amazing,
is will break your heart. And George C. Scott is in one of those really evil early roles where he really made a mark on things. And, of course, Jackie Gleason. So that's tonight at the Mahawy. Tomorrow night, Friday, well, it's Troy Night Out, so there's a lot of stuff going on. But the Art Center of the Capital Region on River Street in Troy is opening two exhibits, Configurations and Francie, and Please Exit, Doors Are Closing, Tatana Kellner. The reception is from 5 to 9 p.m. Friday, and the exhibit is up through March 12th. Also tomorrow, Paris Time opens at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany. It's actually a new play. It won their new play festival last year. It's a contemporary drama about anti-Semitism in Paris. It's previews Friday through Tuesday. Opening night is Wednesday, and the show runs through February 18th. Also Friday night at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, Bill Staines, that was the intro music. That's at 8 o'clock. He's been performing at Cafe Lena since 1967. Wow. He's been coming back every year.
So that's almost the full history of the place, isn't
it? It is. So
that's
this great. Is classic folk music.
Great.
The Funny Bone Comedy Club in Gilderland, Crossgates Mall, Friday through Sunday, various times. D.L. Hughley.
Very funny man.
Been around a long time.
Very good, solid comedian.
That's right. Saturday night at Mass Moca, North Adams, Mass, at 8 o'clock, Alicia Hall Moran. She's a mezzo-soprano. This sounds like a really interesting idea for a show. This is a work in progress. It's a fantasy based on Bizet's Carmen, set against the 1988 Winter Olympics, when Katerina Witt and Debbie, I forgot her name, both the American, danced to Carmen. And I remember that because I remember watching that in a tavern off Lark Street. Debbie Thomas.
Like you do.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
All right.
And then Saturday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, we have one of those kids will drive you crazy. It's Joey Alexander. He's a piano prodigy. I think he's 14. He looks about 10, and I'm sure he's just amazing.
Well, I think when he was 11, he did an interview with us, and it's one of my favorite interviews of all time. And not because it's good. It's just one of my favorite interviews of all time. And if you ever get a chance, it's on our website. Just listen to it.
Say, I'm sure he's precocious.
No, it was. Let's put it this way: he was great. I just had to work really hard.
Yeah. I have a few stories like that.
Yeah. So, but it's a great. But again, it's one of my favorite interviews. I teach it in class. It's so great. But he is amazing, absolutely stunning as a performer.
There you go.
Joey Thomas.
Alexander.
Joey Alexander. Different guy. Sorry.
Yeah, different guy. Saturday night at Proctor's in Schenectady, their cabaret series continues with Broadway legend Donna McKechnie. Her show is called Same Place, Another Time. It's at 7:30, and she's going to be remembering New York and Broadway in the 70s when she was in A Chorus Line and all those other shows, and I'm sure she has some interesting stories about that era.
You know, Sean, I tell the story every time she comes around, but I saw her in the first major revival of A Chorus Line in the early 80s at the Valley Forge Music Fair. That is only significant because, yes, I saw a chorus line in the Round.
I knew that was another one of those in the Round theaters.
Yeah. There was the Westbury Music Fair, and well, of course, here
the Starlight,
formerly the Coliseum.
Yeah,
and yes, the Valley Forge Music Fair in Devon, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philly. And it's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. But Donna McKechnie was great, but as a Chorus Line in the Round. Now you just think of the mirrors, the whole thing, and figure that one out, and your mind will just explode.
That's insane.
But so here, she's just going to be on a stage. It'll be fine. It'll be safe.
You'll
love it.
Yeah, they'll be. You won't need motion sickness pills or anything.
Maybe she'll even tell that story about playing that in the Round.
There you go. Tuesday night at the Palace Theater in Albany at 7:30, the State Ballet Theater of Russia's Swan Lake, one of those big productions with fancy costumes and hordes of Russians on the stage. It's a lot of fun. I like that sort of thing.
Hordes of Russians on the stage.
Yes. There's a couple of new movies. Not that many, because right now they're all trying to get the Oscar bounce, putting movies back into theaters. So for the children, there's Maze Runner, The Death Cure.
Which seems to be an odd title for the movie, given that the star of the film, Dylan O'Brien, almost died while making it.
Yeah.
The Death Cure doesn't seem to be a good name when the kid almost died. This movie should have been out 2 years ago, and it hasn't, because the kid was, I believe, partially disabled as a result of a stunt that went wrong. It seems odd to me, but whatever.
That's showbiz. And then we have Hostiles, which is a, by all reports, quite brutal Western starring Christian Bale.
I have to say, the trailer looks great.
Yes. And, you know, another, you know, Bale, you know, magnificent mustache. It's all about the hair. It's all about the hair appliances.
Can't pull that off. It is a wonderful list, and it is on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. Love having you here, and we'll see you next week, and I'll probably see you in the movies.
There you go.
All right. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.